What does that mean?
What?
How do you know?
How do I know? Who can put that into words?
Well, I can.
You think you can bully me into explaining myself?
I want to understand. How do you know you love him?
I don't have to convince you.
No, you don't. But I'm asking you.
When I'm with him, I feel...
Go on.
I feel...
Say it.
All right, I'll say it. I feel as if I'm capable of anything.
Capable?
Yes, of doing something, of being something.
You love how George makes you feel.
Yes, all right?
That's not love.
That's love.
That's child's love. You feel young.
Yes, I feel young. I am young.
You think that's love?
And I do the same for him. With me, he wants to do things, to do great things.
So you're investing with greatness. My, if you'd come along a little earlier, he could have won a Nobel Prize.
I facilitate his greatness. Yes. Yes, I know I do.
The love of reciprocal flattery.
Well, at least it's reciprocal.
What a brutal little thing you are.
I always considered you very dignified, Honor. Dignity's your thing, isn't it? It's the older woman's singular advantage. You don't want to lose that.
What are you so frightened of?
Nothing. I'm not frightened of anything.
You're terrified you might lose something.
What?
Certainty? What happened to you?
What does that mean?
What calamity happened to you that you must bring calamity to others? What made you predatory?
I don't need to be predatory. Your husband has not felt love, real sexual love, for you for years.
That's not...
You said yourself.
I did not.
I have it on tape, Honor.
That's right. You taped me. You taped me because I was useful to you.
So what if I did?
You have a genuine talent for pragmatism, don't you, Claudia?
What's talent without pragmatism? You ought to be an expert on that. When are women like you going to understand that men don't desire martyrs? They want women who want things for themselves.
I suppose you'll be putting George on your CV.
Well, he's certainly been on yours for long enough.
I never realized how savage you were.
I like the truth. The truth is savage.
You like this, don't you?
Like what?
At first I thought you were like George, in the grip of something, but you're not, are you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You really enjoy this, don't you? You like to be at the centre of things.
You asked me to come here.
And you're certainly not going to forfeit your significance, are you, Claudia?
The difference between us, Honor, is that I don't intend to give up anything for anyone.
And that makes you feel very proud, doesn't it?
Why shouldn't it? Look at me. Look at all I might become. Wouldn't you wish that for yourself? You could have been a great writer, Honor. You could have been up there, if you'd been more like me.
So I should admire you? Is that it?
Your husband and I may have fallen in love, but you and I are still, on some level, greater allies than he and I.
We are allies?
You're a passionate woman. I know that. And you're a great writer. All around us there are systems to keep us unrealized. Softly we make a child, while from the cliffs my father's ashes rain down on us, soft as silk.
Don't you use my words.
You should have never lost that part of you.
I still write.
You haven't published anything since 1973. All these years, didn't you sometimes wish that all that way of feeling and seeing had a place, had a chance? Didn't it wear away at you that lesser talents had their faces in the literary pages while you basted the racks of lamb and looked over George's work? That you never felt the warmth of being thought great by others? If anyone can understand me, you should. I'm rectifying your sacrifices.
You take my husband and you tell me you're on my side?
I didn't take him. He offered himself.
One happy day, your face will shift around on those pretty bones and fall from grace.
I take care of myself.
Time takes care of us all.